You're such an asshole!
Hello, children. This might be the last one of the day. I'm not sure, but we gotta get through it. Please keep me anonymous. Hello, Mr. Clary. How are you? Would you consider doing a video response? The website said 40. That seems more than fair. But you, my fine sir, are a military member of a foreign nation. We do not discriminate against any military members, retired or active. Get a discount. So it's cheaper than that. You are a youngish man. You have a net worth of approaching a $250,000 US. Thank you for the conversion. You are heavily weighted in gold and silver crypto with less than a third in, one fifth of your money is in stock. So I think you got plenty of crypto. You got plenty of precious metals. You're good to go. You can back off that now, unless you like that stuff. And the root beer float status, you have refused it. You have interesting hobbies. Again, I don't want to identify you. And traveling, you have been to a certain socialist country outside the United States. I'm currently employed in the military of my country. I have refused the root beer float. A small minority of us have refused it. The military can't force me to take it. However, they can make things miserable. I wanted to try out for a particular specialty field within your military branch. However, I feel the possibility is diminishing with my root beer float status. And it is. It is. I'm definitely being singled out. Besides, there's a ton of corruption and inefficiency in the military. And it doesn't jive with my political beliefs. Okay, all right. Stop being a 20-year-old idiot. You are paid to kill people. Maybe not directly, whatever your MOS is in the military. Your job is to kill people. Okay? Your political beliefs don't matter. You're in the military. Your job is to shut up and take orders. That's it. And that's one of the things that I liked about the military. I wasn't in the military, but I liked about the military. When I finally figured it out, I'm like, all I got to do is shut up and do what you tell me, and I have no responsibility except to do what you told me? Cool. It's easy. Do this, do that. It doesn't matter what you're doing. And for God's sake, I have disagreed. Well, too bad. You chose the wrong profession to have an opinion. You have no opinion. You are a soldier, sailor, whatever. You obey orders. And you can either, you remind me of somebody whose ideology ruined his life. Because he didn't realize the real world was absolutely not going to become libertarian overnight. And he's miserable. Don't know where he is. He might be dead for all I know. All right? You gotta realize when your beliefs and principles and all that do not have a place. And any country's military, that's like the worst place for you to have opinions. Political or not. You're in the military. Shut up. Do what you're told. That's it. You may not like that, but it's beneficial in the sense it's very simple. And you are absolved the responsibility. If you want your political opinions heard, well, then you start a blog anonymously so you go run some internet or you go run some other career during the daytime. Batman and Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne, you're good little SJW. Oh, totes McCoats. I'm all for the SJWs and the socialisms and the womans and the childwins. And then at night, you blog under Vlad Elkins and you spew whatever you want. That's the place for your opinions. Not in anybody's military. I'm a hardcore libertarian. Why does that not surprise me? Some would say anarcho-capitalist. I'm grateful for the experience and context I have met in the military. I'm thinking of moving into a specific IT field. It aligns with my beliefs and pays the F your book. Dude, you can still have you know where you execute your beliefs? Either through voting or writing or creating content and convincing other people to follow your beliefs, having conversations with people. Your job it doesn't matter. Your beliefs don't matter to your job. Who cares? You're so millennial here. This is so millennial. It is not aligned with my beliefs. Listen, you sound like a 23-year-old girl who just graduated with her political science degree and just refuses all this stuff on political grounds. I'm not driving there. I'm not doing that. Oh, this job doesn't align. They don't have a whatever, diversity and inclusion. Screw it. You're in it for the money. Shut up and do what your employer tells you. So it doesn't matter what, if you choose a profession because it pays, that's the only reason you should choose a profession. And you like it. You have a propensity towards it. And look, dude, all right, here's the other thing. Yeah, libertarianism might be the closest thing I got to religion, but it doesn't rule me. Freedom is what rules me. There's my religion. That's what I'm very adamant about. I don't care about libertarianism. I mean, I care. It's the optimal economic and political system. It's the best one ever. But I'm not going on a crusade and like proselytizing it to the nation. Because I don't know if you noticed this. Libertarians don't have great social lives. Typically not. Usually because they got nothing else but their libertarianism. You got other things going on. All right. Build you. Be free. Be profitable. Machiavellian, however you got to do in this particular country that you're in. But you do not take down the system, little man. You abide by the system and work within the system to enrich yourself and make sure that your life is good and you change it from within, or you change it within your immediate circle. Anyone that's willing to listen. But you're stopping with this Don Quixote crap, charging windmills on your horse. I do not want to go back to school. I think self-study is the way to grow. I agree. I'm planning on getting certain certifications and you list them. I don't want to identify you. I would also perhaps work for free or minimum wage. No, you don't do that. You do not do that. Just to get my foot in the door. No, you get credentialed, you put together a portfolio of work, and then you approach employers. You get a recruiter if you're having trouble finding work. Do you think this is a wise way to go about it? Yeah, I think generally your career going into that particular IT field is good. Yes. And then you can always go back to school, maybe even part-time online if you need to. Is there something else I should consider or am missing? Yeah, you're bringing your libertarian cult to your employer. I mean, we don't see it happening much. We always see like, white guy gets passed for promotion because woman with special disadvantages gets promoted because diversities. What you don't see is the mouthy feminist who also gets fired and doesn't get promoted because nobody likes her. It's not that they're against feminism. She just brings it to work. You go to work, you shut up, you do your job. So that's your big blind spot. Do you see this particular field, its labor market softening over the next few years or going strong? I don't know. I don't research it. It's going to go, here's anything that's hard is going to go better than the rest of the economy. If we have a big recession, everybody's laid off. Okay. And if there was an IT recession, yeah, you would be particularly laid off. Kind of like the housing market affected contractors. But I don't know. I don't study the IT industry. I will say it's a better degree than most, and that's what's going to inoculate you against all the ups and downs of the future economy, which are guaranteed to come. It's better than having an English degree or a political science degree, I'll tell you that. I would hate to make a bad financial decision. No, that's one of the better degrees you could get. I would maybe slowly work your way towards a degree in computer science online, so at least it's there. Like, oh yeah, I'm majoring in computer science, but I have all these certifications. That would help you out tremendously. I don't know if your military pays for it or not, but that'd be something to consider. Boom. Can you please do me a favor, vague about the details? So here it is as it pertains to your root beer float. This is a perfect example. I'm generally against it. However, I will make an exception for the military in the case that that is the one field you go into where basically you're going to do what you're told. I mean, you really don't have life. The life is no longer your own. They shoot you full up. Now, I know the U.S. military does. I don't know about your military, but at least here in the U.S., they shoot you full of so many antibiotics and root beer float variants for all these different diseases throughout the world. I honestly don't see what one more is going to hurt. It could, by the way, disclaimer, yo, look out, y'all, disclaimer, it could be this root beer float causes problems down the road, just to know that. That's something you have to figure out on your own. But you were doing yourself no favors being in the military, being the guy that bucks the trend. And so if you don't want to have a root beer float, what I would consider is leaving. All right. But if you want to stay in, right, what are the, I don't know what the chance, like if someone said life or death, you take the thing, take the root beer float, fine, I'll take the root beer float. I don't think the chances are that bad. But I got cholesterol and there's clot issues now being cited. So I'm a little like, well, I like to see it for five years, nothing happens. Yeah, okay, I'm fine with it. You're in a different situation. You're in the military. They can order you to go on a suicide charge. And now they're ordering you, maybe not ordering you, to do something that there's what? 1 in 20 chance there might be a complication, a minor complication. 1 in what? A very small chance you might die? Well, that's all risks and everything. And trust you me, I'm against people telling me what I'm going to put into my body. You better have this root beer float, not with the statistics I see. And not with all this, the root beer float didn't cure what the root beer float was supposed to cure. And now we have to like put foam around our mouths all the time. I have to wear a foam the entire time of root beer float, even though presumably the root beer float was supposed to cure that. I understand not wanting to take it. But if you're in the military, you essentially kind of give up all your rights. As long as my logic, I know people are going to disagree with me on this one. That's fine. But no, the military is something different where it's like, now you pretty much do what they say. You pretty much do what they say because they can order you to go to get killed, essentially. And so that would be my opinion. So you got to sit and figure that one out yourself. Do you want to leave the military or do you want to stay in? They can make it hell for you. Sure. That's a third option. You just weather through it. Sure. Just keep on doing it. Buck the trend. That's fine. But you're not going to get advanced. But it doesn't sound like you want to get advanced within the military. It sounds like you're ready to go out. So, you know, whenever your tour ends up or however they do it in your military, serve your term, be honorably discharged or whatever it is, and then go into the world of IT. But if you think you want to stick around in the military, you're going to stick it out. You don't want to catch the heat or be a pigeonholed. Okay, you can do that. You can take the root beer float. But I'll tell you, more importantly than whether or not you take the root beer float is getting rid of your libertarian attitude. That is going to destroy your career no matter where you go, right? Because your place of employment is not the place for politics. Unless it's the approved kind. Got a couple super chats here. And I can't go to get Pokeball. JC, $5. Do you think the U.S. military will ever get more rational, less woke? Yeah, well, I mean, if the United States is still around. But no, it's going to get more woke as we just lower the standards and we use it more as a tool for political advancement of different political causes. But like, it'll get less woke when China does something. And also, we really need a lot of soldiers and sailors and airmen. Real ones, not the ones that just like, you know, can't do a pull-up and can't run and got hired under the affirmative action program. Nimble SF, $5, Army guy here. The military is close to being too political and absolutely unbearable. Get in, get out, get into STEM. No one should stay in anymore. Yeah, and I don't think they do the 20-year thing anymore. Like, you get in, you get your GI Bill, you get out. Because, tell me if I'm wrong, Nimble SF, it's not going to be any different than the indoctrination they get 4 years in college, right? I mean, it's going to be the same intolerable BS, right? Oh, promote that person because vagina, right? Well, isn't that college? Probably even worse in college, I'd imagine. Competent man, $5. TFM recommends taking it since it will not mess up one's life. His view is that ideally you don't want it. You do not want a dishonorable discharge. Correct. Correct. I think TFM's a very reasonable approach. Garrett Fox, $2. Insane. Some will derail a career over a float. Yeah, I mean, you got to choose your poison. And forget the float. Your libertarian. Look, I know libertarians. Look, I'm one of you guys, except I'm actually a real one. Like, I studied it. I have a philosophical understanding, economic background. I mean, I got the data. Like, 80% of you are LARPers. You just do it because it's cool and it's edgy, man. I could tell, because you ever go to a libertarian thing, it's about pot smoking a bunch of dumbasses running around. No one's practical. I think that's it. Did I get them all? Yes, I did. All right, let's go through one. I didn't throw Rolo. What? Throw Rolo? I just said I didn't like the rock and roll music. Just doing some cleanup, that's all. Boom. All right, that's it. See you guys later, Toodles.